Activities, why you were interested in this field of journalism?
No, this was by chance. I was working for German press agency, and then I went during the revolution to Tehran. So some correspondent said he will leave. And then I tried to take over his position. This was by chance. And never I was, I could imagine terrible development the Middle East will face. When I was there because of the Islamic Revolution, and I wanted to see what is happening, how it will develop. But then, when I was in Tehran, suddenly the first war started. I was living in Sattarkhan, and then some colleagues were thinking that they were coming from, this was a coup d'etat. Nobody could imagine that this was an attack by the Iraqis. And this was by chance. And then I think it's not good to run away. Because if you report about something, you have to stay and not run.
Three months after the toppling of Saddam, and maybe you remember then one guy was hitting the statue with a hammer, and I did a film about him. I asked him what he is doing, how he is feeling. This was not bad, because we were going to different part of Baghdad with him, and he showed us his workshop and what he was thinking now. This was in the first year after the end of Saddam regime. It was very easy to work in Baghdad, because if you know the people, nobody was against foreigners, and the people had some hope that it will work.
How many wars you have covered as a journalist?
The first Intifada, the second Intifada, the civil war in Lebanon, the Iran-Iraq war, the Kuwait war from Baghdad, the American-Iraq war 2003. There was in the last 20 years or 25 years in the whole area.
Which was the worst
war? Iran-Iraq war.
Why?
Because so many people were killed, and there was no international attention about this war. Because you could see that the international community was not ready to stop this war. Iraq was getting support.
Did you ever see the journalists, especially Western journalists, who changed their costume or makeup or something to be able to get the news?
Many people are doing it. Mm-hmm. Because I don't like to do it. You see, I have here the same, exactly the same than in Tehran or in Kabul or wherever. I don't change my dress. Mm-hmm. Because I'm a German and I'm a European, so everybody can and should see it. Mm-hmm. I don't try to disguise myself and go around as a, I don't know, as a Pashtun or as, mm-hmm. as an Afghan or I don't know what. Why?
They mentioned because of the security reasons.
But I think this is it. You have a little bit advantage. Mm-hmm. But if you come to a checkpoint and they find out you are European and you have other clothes, what is their idea? They think you are a spy. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a spy, I'm a journalist. So I don't have to hide anything.
Have you recently been to Iraq or any news, any new reporting from Iraq?
No, I had not been there. I wanted to go to Iraqi Kurdistan. But then, exactly on the day before I wanted to go, one German was kidnapped in two German were kidnapped in Afghanistan. So I postponed my trip. I will go end of the month, but only to North Iraq. I think Baghdad is a little difficult now.
You are in contact with some people in there?
Yes, of course. News? Yes, of course.
Any change you see in the situation?
Not really.
Do you have any idea at the moment how is the life they're going for the people?
In Baghdad?
Yes.
Yeah, of course, very bad. The economy is not working. And security is not basically existing. I think in Baghdad the situation is very, very bad. This is a train upstairs. The security
what is the meaning of security in Iraq? Is there any meaning to it?
No, there is no security in Iraq. Because in Iraq you cannot really live a normal way. Only in Kurdistan it's okay, and in the south it's okay. But in Baghdad there is no security at all. Because you cannot move freely, you cannot stay in some one place. You are have to be afraid of bombs, so there are many, many risks. Because if you go somewhere in a bazaar or in front of a mosque, anytime there can be an explosion. If you go as a foreigner, anytime you can be kidnapped. If you go somewhere, anytime there can be any clash, you see, between the Americans and the others. So there is no security at all. In Baghdad is real danger. If we will walk like this in Baghdad, like we do here in Hamburg, we cannot. You cannot do it at all, because somebody will come, he has a gun hand, will come here, will say, he is $1 million, so. Let's take him. There was a situation, for example, near Abu Ghraib, near the big prison. Some cameraman was filming and the Americans were killing him. So this was the first time people were thinking that all these things happened because of that they are journalists. There were the first doubts. And the big question is why so many Iraqi journalists are killed. I don't have the exact figure, but more and more Iraqis are killed. Sometimes from different groups, and some of them also by the Americans. A friend of mine was killed. He was working for Al Jazeera. I was working with him in Jordan, and then he was on the roof of the Al Jazeera office.
Could you tell me what was his case?
It was not clear. Of course, the Americans were saying it was just by chance. I think the attack on the Palestine hotel, they didn't want to kill journalists, but in Al Jazeera, it was very strange why they were killing people on top of this Al Jazeera office. And of course the Arab journalists said they were killing them because they know this is Al Jazeera. It was the beginning of the war, 2003, because nobody knew what will happen, if Saddam has chemical weapon or not. It was not clear. And I had a kind of very unsafe feeling, because nobody knew what will happen. And then there were some threats by the Americans that they were bombing even hotels.
I was not believing in it. I think they were threatening us to leave. And then after I got the first reports from Iraqis that the Americans are coming very quickly, I understood Saddam is finished.
What kind of news have not been published, have not been worked on from Iraq to the audience, international audience, or they have done already a lot?
I think part is which kind of banned weapons had been used during the war. Another thing is the real crimes of Saddam, because the execution was very quickly. Mm-hmm. Until now, it's not really clear what happened exactly, who is responsible.
Many of those journalists didn't want to talk to us because, about that. Why it's in this?
I don't know. First of all, there are not many journalists. They know the situation in Iraq good. There are not many journalists. Because the news agency is getting weaker and weaker and weaker. Because the instability, the price of the instability is that many journalists are not going there. For example, I know from Germany the Germans are not going there anymore. The BBC is sitting in one hotel. CNN is sitting in one hotel. Sometimes they go with big security in one other city or something. I'm not afraid. So because what can happen? For example, I'm based in Iran. If the Iranian government is expelling me, so I'm out. I think journalism is in a very difficult situation now, because when I remember my work about 20 years ago, you had to go to the places where events happened. Nowadays you get it by computer, you have it on the screen, the news are coming in, and it's very difficult to judge which is propaganda, which is real. When I remember the Iran-Iraq war, we were going by car to Kermanshah, to the front line against Iraq, and then I came back. I was flying to Germany, we were processing the film material, and after it was a kind of breaking news. It means 3-4 days later. Nowadays, it's 3-4 hours later, it's already too old. Everybody has it. So there is a dramatic change, and this is very dangerous because you cannot choose carefully what is really worth to report about it.
Mentioned that they are not satisfied with the situation in Iraq. That means that they may go out of Iraq?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Bush said it very clearly, and in my opinion, they will stay at least for 1.5 years, and then maybe they will decrease. Mm-hmm. But as long as Bush is president, they will not go out, because nobody can predict what will happen when they are going out. This is a difficult situation. I think the biggest problem was when Mr. Bremer on the 27th of May was not ready to accept the offer of Iraqi officers to build a new Iraqi army. And this was a kind of turning point, because then instead of accepting and choosing or cooperating with part of the Iraqi army, he was dismantling the whole Ministry of Information, and he pushed by this step a big part of the Iraqi officers into opposition. They made a demonstration, they were asking, we want to build a new army. 5 days later, Bremer dismissed the whole ministry. 400,000 people were thrown out. They didn't get any money. And then
They said we will come back as living bombs. The first mistake was not to prevent looting, because the people didn't know what happening and everybody was looting. All the ministries were empty of computers and they destroyed a lot. And the second mistake was not to use, to choose some people, or to make a committee of some people in the army to build up a new army. By this he pushed everybody in the opposition, and now he had the, now the Americans, they changed their tactics, but I think it's much too late. Rumsfeld did a big, big mistake. First, to make the war, secondly, not enough troops, thirdly, not to cooperate with the Iraqis. And all these things together were a big, big problem. The Americans were based on a bridge. So on the, they were attacked by the Fedayeen Saddam. It was the last day, it was the last day of the war. So they were looking for some positions, and then they understood that from the hotel, I don't remember, 15th or 13th floor, there was an observation point. They were thinking, but it was BBC and Spanish TV, they took pictures of them. So, and they were thinking that these are the observers to locate their positions to shell them. Then they shoot directly. The first report I did, I was thinking it was artillery of Saddam. I was not expecting that these were the Americans. But then a friend of mine came and he told me, he was the cameraman from the BBC, and he told me that he saw in his, with his camera when they were shooting. And then I was, it was clear these were the Americans.
How they think about journalists, foreign journalists?
A lot of them, they are very friendly in general. You cannot trust, but you don't have, if you are coming in an area, they are friendly, because they know that this is one of the way they can express themselves. If you go to Saddam City, they are speaking very freely. If you go to one Sunni area, they are speaking freely. It means you don't know who is will attack you or who will kidnap you, but the people are very friendly in general, because the Iraqi hospitality is very well known. The Iraqis were very very friendly. Also, if you go in the desert, they do everything for you. The hospitality is very, very big. Be careful. I think it's this society is getting out of control, of self-control. And you can see that the real reason for it is that the tradition is not anymore working. And after this 20 years or 30 years of dictatorship, let's say 20 years of dictatorship, it was not, the society was not able to change, in my opinion. And the new government is not strong enough, and they have not the moral, they have not a good moral way to give a new idea to the people. So everybody is looking for himself. The Americans were not control it. By international law, they should do it. They were not doing it.
And I think this is one of the reasons why the security never really started. And of course, different groups are interested. Saudi Arabia don't want that the Americans are successful. You can imagine if there is a real democracy in Iraq and the state is working, this is very difficult for the political system of Saudi Arabia. There were not so many places destroyed in Iraq. This was not the problem. The problem was not the bombing. They were bombing some telecommunication centers, something in the area of the airport, but the problem was not the bombing. The problem was that the situation in Baghdad, you feel when you go through the city, for example, in some areas in the center of Baghdad, there were markets, people were going there. They were not really happy, but the life was going on. Now everybody is afraid. 4 o'clock, it's empty. You see, you cannot walk in afternoon in the market area in Baghdad. This shows everything. Rashid Street in Baghdad. I cannot go anymore in the Rashid Street. And this was a nice old street, and you could find some nice shops, coffee shops, tea houses, and you have some kappa, the people that you could sometimes buy some nice things over there. This time is over. Because all these shops are down and it's not, and they don't feel safe. And in the afternoon, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, everybody is going home. And then you feel this is a tragedy of Iraq. So the first things you could buy in Baghdad after Saddam was toppled were the dishes. So everybody wanted the news, the foreign news. This was their target and this was their idea. So I don't believe that. Maybe some strange things or some people have don't know what is going on, but these are exemptions. When you look here, part of Hamburg was destroyed, but Baghdad was not destroyed. The destruction came after the war. If you see these pictures, I think it's very important to work on the different sides because there is a propaganda war. For example, the Americans were always trying to use medias in the confrontation with Iraq. At the other hand, Saddam Hussein said, we will resist the Americans until the end, but his soldiers were not fighting.
Yeah. This
is from the trial when he was sentenced to death.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good, yes. Yes, this one is good when he is pointing down.
لارتكاع الشعب كجريمه ضد الانسانيه وفق الماده معاش اولا اليم بدلاله الماده.
The Americans said that we will not attack Baghdad. In the next morning, the American tanks were in the streets of Baghdad. Saddam systematically was giving the impression he will finally use chemical weapons, but finally it was clear he doesn't have any of them. So you can see that this is propaganda war, and it's more and more important because you can use media.
Why do you think the reason is that the audience is losing interest in the Iraq situation?
Because too much about Iraq. After the war, everybody wanted to know what is going on. But now you have each day explosions, kidnappings. Nobody wants to see it in the free time. Why, if the situation is terrible, why you should see in the evening information about a terrible situation? And you understand, people are tired. I think all the problems they are existing should be solved one by one. This is a necessity to bring peace and not to confront everything, to make the big front line, to make the war against terror on a very large scale. You have to find who is a terrorist, then you have to deal with him, but you cannot judge and say everybody who is resisting is a terrorist. This is completely wrong. So that's why I think the people should understand that there are different problems in the Middle East and each of them should be solved. Yeah.